Blog Talk Radio.
She's filling your head with he said, she said. Papa doing this, Papa doing that.
But don't tell him I said it, cause my Jeep might get wetted. Forget it, go on, take her word like the Quran. Y'all stay friends, I say your smoke still vengeance. I regret putting you on to baguettes. Honeysuckle said, sticky secret pajama set. You want the Reebok band, don't have your Chanel sandals. I made you, why would I play you? Think about it while the streets of Rome is all these and Christie's and the place when you get home, huh?
was a boy, don't feel right. What do you expect me to say? You take my hand and you say you change. But boy, you know you're begging, don't fool me. Because to you, it's just a game. So let me on down. This time has made me strong. I'm starting to move on. I'm gonna say this now.
Thank you. All I'm asking you for. boys to be more trusting. I'm out of town all the time and don't accuse you of nothing. Picture me creeping with a chick on tour. When you love my sons as if they was yours. I know at times you feel alone cause I'm not home. That's why every few hours I pick up the phone to reassure you my love is more than a thing. I adore you, my wife, my Colombian queen. I promise to never stray. I'm honored every day to have a woman like you in the life of Jose. Hey. To raise my baby boy when I'm gone and touring, making dollars, assuming that you know that I love you, but regardless, I'm finna time I sold you, bless you with this ring, now that's something to hold you, down to it, come back, me and my lady got history, she's worth and deserves more than this cold world has given me to share with her word, and I don't care about nothing else except my girl, not myself, no one else, just my girl, you bring life to my world, you give me strength to go on and face life, even when it seems all hope gone. Label my wife, but you truly exceed the title. You're my future, my happiness, my heart, my idol. I promise, girl, that.
This is Grok Talk?
Yeah, it's Grok Talk.
How you doing? This is Four Kings Productions. I'm Jim Sue's representative. You guys want to...
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. Here's Jim Sue right now. Oh, yeah. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yo, yo.
Jim Sue, what's going on, man? How you doing?
What's up, man? I'm chilling. What's good?
How's it going, man?
Everything good. Just working.
All right, so man, what's been going on with you, man? If you can do me a favor, Jensu, if you can introduce yourself to the listeners and let them know who you are for those who are not familiar with you.
No doubt. All right. Yo, what's poppin'? It's the kid, Young Jensu, straight out of Rhode Island, but I've been living in New York for about 4 years now. I'm with a team called Four Kings Productions. You already know what it is. Grinding, working hard. Dropped the EP in November 18th of last year. Just working on my current album right now from the ground up, and we getting it in basically.
So how did you actually get started, Jensu? How did you get to this point to where you are now? Where did it all start from?
Well, actually, I've been rapping since the age of 6, but I'm originally from Rhode Island, like I said. So I was doing like a lot of local shows when I was 8 years old. That's when I first started performing. I was doing a lot of local shows in Rhode Island. But as I got older, I actually met this company, which is the company I'm with now, Four Kings Productions, when I was 12 years old. Did an Unsigned Hype. They was having an Unsigned Hype tour, performed, did an audition. They liked me, did a couple shows with them, got signed to them, and I've just been working with them ever since. Going hard with the music, you know, mastering my craft with the writing, I don't just write rap. I write R&B, pop, rock, whatever. So I just been getting it in. And I'm only 16, so, you know, I got a lot to accomplish in my home.
This album you got coming out, you're working on this album. How's it coming, man? When are you looking forward to releasing it?
Actually, we don't have a date that I'm releasing it, but so far so good. I mean, I talk about a lot of different things on this album, though. You know, we don't have the album all like done right now. We're still working on it, but the song so far, you know, I got a lot of ill concepts. Actually, our song out that's on my MySpace is called AIM. And that song is about AIM. It's the message and all that, you know what I'm saying? Just connecting with the fans and how it is when I'm on AIM, how it is when anybody's on AIM. I got another song, it's called Can't Get You Off My Mind. That's actually like a little snippet of that song, this little reality show I'm doing with this website called PowerPlay.com. And, you know, it's just like a lot of different concepts, you know, on a cockiness, but confident, you know. I got a record called You See Me. Basically self-explanatory, like, you see me, you already know what it is, you know what I'm saying? I'm grinding, I'm working hard, and I'm doing my thing, you know, so I'm just working still, a lot of things in the woodwork, you know, a lot of different aspects of, you know, songs are going to be going on, so it's good, though, it's good.
What makes your music different from what we're already hearing today?
You know what? I feel like I really have something to talk about. Like, you know, and I could relate to what people are going through in life because I got a story. You know, like a lot of people don't know that, you know, my mom, she left me when I was 8 years old. You know, she was addicted to drugs. And my father was involved with the streets, you know, what comes along with the streets, the drugs, the violence. So, you know, I talk about all of that, and I'm not ashamed to talk about none of that. You know, I let the past be the past, but let people know that even though what you go through in the past, you can still have a better future. You know what I'm saying? You can look forward to the future and stay positive, keep good people around you, and just, you know, believe in yourself, and you can make your dream come true. You know what I'm saying? So I talk about all that. I talk about letting people know life as a rap star. You know what I'm saying? That you think you're gonna be rich so, you know what I'm saying, so fast, but you really gotta work. You gotta keep grinding. You gotta get your buzz up. You know what I'm saying? You gotta do a lot of things just to become a rapper, and not come overnight celebrity so fast. You know?
Right. Speaking of that, on that level, how do you feel about where you are in your career? How do you feel about what you have accomplished?
You know what? Honestly, I feel very, very, very good because I'm so young, and I feel like, you know, I accomplished a lot with the industry, but I feel like I still have a lot of work to do. You know what I'm saying? Knowing that I'm already young, that's why it's a good feeling, because I already know what I'm capable of, and I already know what the future holds for me, and I know it's going to be good. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I look forward to where I'm happy where I'm at now. But I know I got a lot of work to do, and I'm looking forward to doing work, though.
You finally performed several places. Do you have a favorite in particular that you performed at so far?
Are we talking about a state?
Out of state, overseas, man.
Let me see. I haven't been overseas yet. I plan on going overseas, yeah.
You got to go over there, man. I'm sure they allow young gents to go over there, man.
Oh, yeah, of course. Big shout out to all my fans. I actually got some fans in the United Kingdom and London and over there and Australia and stuff like that. But I think the place where I would have to say I had the most fun at was L.A. L.A. showed me. New York showed me a lot of love, yeah. Atlanta showed me a lot of love. I've been in a lot of different states, but I had a good time in L.A. because, you know, it was brand new. You know what I'm saying? It was just fresh, and they showed your boy love, you know. So big shout out to L.A. It was cool.
You're gonna go far, hopefully, and you know, based on it, me and your material, you know, I think you're gonna go pretty far, you know. But who would you like to work with in this business? You know, your tango, who would you look forward to working with? Who would you like to collaborate with?
You know what? I would really like to collaborate with Kanye West. Yeah, I say Kanye West because what he talks about, as I said, like what he talks about is real. You know, everything he talks about is stuff he's going through now, what he's been through in the past, and what people are going through in life. So I think if me and him get on a song and we just talk about the real things, like, it's just going to be a banger. You know what I'm saying? And Jay, of course, that's my big homie. So him, of course, that's like the main two. Everybody else would say, you know, I want to work with Wayne. Not saying Wayne is, you know, washed up or anything, because I would like to work with him. That's my two big homies right there, Kanye and him.
When you're out there on stage and performing in front of, you know, a pretty good audience, what type of message would you like them to get out of your performance when they go home? What type of message would you like to get them?
Basically, full energy, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a very energetic kid. I want them to know, like, when I get up there, which is what I let them know anyways, like, when I get up there, like, it's not a game. Like, I transform, you know, like, I'm a different person. You might see me all calm and stuff, but when I get up there, like, I just transform and have a good time. But I want to, when I have a good time, I want to still let people know, like, this is my job, and y'all can't take this from me. So for those haters that saying, you know, Jinsu is whack, I'm showing y'all, like, nah, this is what I do, whether you like it or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, music is a passion to me, and I'm showing the world that, you know, God gave me this gift, and I'm just shedding it to the world, letting them know that I do this, and nobody's going to take it from me.
5 years from today, where would you like to see your career?
5 years from today, of course, I just want to be successful in the world of my man Drake and Trey Songz. I definitely want to be successful, and I know I'm going to be successful. I want to branch off to a lot of different things. Of course, I'm going to be still doing rapping, but I want to do the acting side. I want to model, you know, get into the directing side. Like, I just want to branch off to a lot of different things. I don't want to just be big rapping thing, because you got to always have something to fall back on. You know, knowing that I'm in high school, and, you know, I'm about to be out, so I got one more year. I'm in homeschool. I have plans on going to college, whether it's physically or it's college courses on a computer, because I want to study to be a mortician. A lot of people get bugged out by that, but, you know, it is what it is, yeah.
It's a pretty different world. I'm way out of the area compared to entertainment and a mortician. Wow, that's different.
Yeah.
But it's a scary job, you know. But, just a man, not saying you retiring, but at least 20 years from now, when you're pretty big and someone said, who's Young Jinsu, what do you want to be remembered as? What do you want people to know you as when you get that particular time in your career? When you got some time under your belt, I say. What do you want people to know you as? When somebody says, who's Young Jinsu?
I definitely want people to, like, remember me as, you know, that kid that gave it his all. You know, that kid that kept it consistent with his songs. That kid that every time he stepped in the booth and every song he recorded, he went in and he did it for himself, and not just for himself and his family, for his fans and the people who made him who he is. That's what I want people to remember me as. Hello?
Thank you. find a word to say. And it's not the kind of spell she put on me.
Hello?
mentally.
Yo, you want me to call back?
No, you're good. All right, man, I want you to give you a shout out and everything, man, because I follow up for my personal issues, not on mine. That's the problem, because we're handling it, but give you a shout out.
All right, I got you. I want to give a big shout out to the whole Rhode Island. You already know what it is. Big shout out to New York, the whole Far Rockaway, the whole New York, put it that way. Big shout out to my whole team, 4King Production, my man Sean, John Page, the list goes on. Big shout out to my dad, Big Jose, and the rest of the family in Rhode Island, the PA, to PR, We Star. I like your boy, man. You already know what it is.
All right, then, just tell them where they can find out more information about your mic, Twitter, Facebook,
I got you. You can catch me on the website, youngjensen.net, MySpace, myspace.com/youngjensen, YOUNGJINSE. Follow me on Twitter, youngjensen4k. Also, you can hit me on a live chat and see me on youngjensen4k live chat. And that's basically it, man. My Facebook, youngjensen4k. You already know what it is, man. I like the boy. No problem. No doubt, man. Stay up, all right?
You too.
All right, man. Good looking.
I'm not afraid to MOBB. You can't be touched, nigga, can't you see? G-Nate,
you man, cause me, I'm gonna do my thing.
You know I do my thing.
I'ma get my drink on and party like it's okay.
Trust me, man, it's okay. Bounce with me in slow-mo. When they hear the kid in the house, they're like, oh no. 50 got them open again. It open again. Got them sipping on that juice and gin. You can find me in the background burning that backwood. Styling, stunting, doing my two-step right. Now I'ma tell you what them told me, homie. Just lose the parental discretion. Advise this is bump for music. Now blend in with me as I proceed to break it down. It's always off the chain, man, when I'm around. I play the block pumping. It was all for the dough. I get the club jumpin', cause I'm sick with the flow. You know it's so loud, like wherever I go. I jam back the show, man, that's for sure. I got the info, you already know. Man, I get it poppin' in the club. Everybody show me love, let's go.
You know I got what it takes to make the club go out of.
Understand what this is. Bring that back.
Hey, Sharifa, where you at, baby? Let's go.
With it. Need somebody that's real gangsta. Toy soldier, a real gangsta. Holding me down like Jamaica. I need a pappy. Somebody I call daddy. Hustler. Any hood, he's a bolster. Rapper. Under the rug, he's got factors. Never see movies, don't like the factor.